Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board and join us as we face the issues each and every day. Looking forward to having your dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about a very serious question today. Who is in control? Who, W-H-O, who is in control? We're going to talk about the fact that we're about to see our nation's sovereignty being turned over to the United Nations under the auspices of the World Health Organization to make the determination as to when lockdowns take place, who's going to be forced to get a vaccination. And as we understand, ladies and gentlemen, the World Health Organization is a toy in the palm of the hand of Xi of China. And so we would wind up being a puppet of China if this is allowed to go through as the present president. Sleepy Joe Biden, of course, this is supposed to be ratified, I believe, about the 22nd or 23rd of this month. Just a few days to go, we've had some of the senators that have said something about it, but it's something you've not heard on the news. It's not discussed publicly. It is a secret, surreptitiously guided deal that's taking place behind the scenes that will destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America. We'll be talking about that and all the peripherals that go with it and what needs to be done and how we need to respond as Christians, as conservatives. We can't expect anything out of Joe Biden and the left. They're liars. In fact, I'm looking at John 8:44 and following. You're of your father, the devil, and the lust of your fathers you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we see taking place in Washington today. It's the reason we go back to the mantra of this broadcast each and every day. We deal with truth. What we say is based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Our decision, discussion on issues each and every day is not based on some denominational dogma. It's not based on a philosophical rhetoric. We do not base our discussion and the findings on what some political position would be, but what does the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God say to us? We need to be obedient to the word. And ladies and gentlemen, when we look at the scripture, we understand, according to Psalms chapter 11, verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? I believe it's time the righteous, i.e. the Christians, conservatives, the patriots, I believe it's time we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. I believe it's time that we be valiant, visible, verbal, and our stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the Lord Jesus speaking in John 8:31 and 32. He said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it should be the light unto our pathway and the lamp unto our feet that we need to use as our guide. It is only God's wisdom, wisdom from on high, that has any real authority. And as such, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time we turn to truth and stop listening to the fables and the lies coming out of Washington and out of most of the political think tanks that we find in America and around the world today. But truth is not sought after anymore. Truth, in fact, is demeaned, dissed, and disregarded today perhaps as never before. I go back to the George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. George Orwell, in the writing of his dystopian novel entitled 1984, Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see the disdain for truth coming out of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and AOC. Ladies and gentlemen, right at this very moment, with the rage that's taking place in Washington as a result of truth being spoken and the Supreme Court's what views ultimately looks like will be the decision to overturn Roe versus Wade, you see anger, hostility, and lies being spouted by the leftists, the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democratic Party as never before. It is because the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. I go back, ladies and gentlemen, to former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint made a statement that I think is so relevant even today. Jim DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. I'm looking at an article that says, written by Senator Jim DeMint. This article states, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation." But ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 5th century, 15th century church reformer and theologian, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, to listen to the truth, to learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." And ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that we, as Christians, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and defend the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe it's time we recognize the need, ladies and gentlemen, before it is eternally too late to reverse the course of direction, the trajectory that we're on in America, with the loss of our freedoms, the loss of our liberties, the loss of our sovereignty in a nation. I believe it's time that we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Their knowledgeable staff can answer all your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Some might ask the question, how do you find it? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic flagpole there, about 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good, good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer services representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment at Tools for Time. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the employees and the staff at Tools for Time to be off on Sunday to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God intends it for his followers, his believers. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make your application. Wait for an interview and see what God does is placing you into the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear your comments, your dialogue and discussion on the issue today. We're talking about who is in control. Perhaps you can recall, ladies and gentlemen, where we've been in the past couple of years with COVID. In fact, most will look back at COVID and think that somehow, some way, that the pathogen is over, it's done, and there's nothing that is taking place today that has anything to do with COVID. But I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that COVID is not over. COVID is not over at all. So I don't know what you think or where you think we're going. But ladies and gentlemen, it is a matter of recognizing that COVID is here to stay, according to Anthony Fauci. COVID is not going away. COVID is still on the fast track.
Well, if they're going to, at the last minute, have a bunch of mail-in voting and some unverified Dropbox ballots, they're going to have a reason, a rationale. So we've got to keep the fear factor up. I mean, I'm surprised they're going with something small like that versus a terrorist strike or us being at war. But who knows? I mean, we're not at November yet. May very well.
That's still not off the counter to the chart of the possibility. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got Greg with me, one of our four sons. He's visiting. He's made a transition temporarily from the southern tip of heaven, as he calls it, up in Tennessee. He's visiting with us, and I'm delighted to have him. Greg, thank you for being here today. We just had a good breakfast together, and I'm thankful for what God is doing in the lives of each of our listeners. Looking forward to hearing from you, ladies and gentlemen, as Greg and I discuss who is in control. Who is in control? Greg, some of our listeners may have forgotten, and I pray that they haven't, recall the dictator-forced lockdowns that destroyed businesses and caused thousands of suicides. In fact, the last account of an article that I had on that subject, some 300,000 American citizens committed suicide during the lockdown period of time and shortly thereafter because of the loss of their business, the loss of their income, loss of their families in some cases. Perhaps you recall, too, ladies and gentlemen, the forced shutdowns of our churches, one of the worst cases on the face of God's green earth, where the government had the power and the authority to just automatically, authoritatively, in a dictatorship fashion, force churches to close. And Greg, most churches still have not survived from the church lockdown. There's the major falling away, the apostasy that's taking place today as a result of COVID lockdown.
That's a Second Thessalonians text you're getting into there. They'll first come a falling away, and then the man of sin will be revealed.
Right.
Now, I'm not looking for the man of sin as much as I'm looking for the Son of God to return. However, we see just from an eschatological view that this is the way things are supposed to happen. As horrific as it is to see churches, you know, dropping, closing the doors left and right, we've seen more closures, and I think you had documents on that reason, more church closures in the past 2 years than we've seen in many, many, many decades, I believe, combined. The reality is we saw with this fascist, authoritarian, totalitarian regime stepping in and wanting to control everything, even under Donald Trump. You had the department heads that were of that fascist ideology, that authoritarian ideology. And what did they assault first? Our First Amendment, our freedom of speech and our freedom of religion.
Yes.
So and of course, now we've had this shooting just a few days ago. They're back on that Second Amendment again. You know, let's assault the Second Amendment. Folks, what rights do you have? If they can shut your mouth, if they can shut down your church, shut down your religious liberties, if they can take away your firearms, tell me, what else do they need to take away from you before you get a little shook up, before it's important to you?
Well, Greg, I believe what we've watched taking place is what I would call the litmus test of American liberties. The litmus test, we have failed, ladies and gentlemen, because the government has discovered all they've got to do is scream emergency, or health crisis, and then mandate that everything lock down. And they have discovered that Americans, hear me, that Americans will, in fact, bow and bend to the wishes and the demands of the federal government if it is called a health crisis. And ladies and gentlemen, it is sad to see that take place, but we're watching now. In fact, it was Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, that made the statement, and I had the article, made the statement that in America, this statement was made back in January and early February of this year, that about 500,000 American citizens, 500,000 had died as a result of the COVID jab, and about 1,291,000 had permanent irreparable harm, injuries, and physical damages as a result of the COVID jab. I find it antithetical to anything that's called truth in relationship to what we see happening today.
By the way, you can't quote or cite those numbers on your fascist book of Facebook. They like to call themselves they call themselves meta now, but it's still fascist book. You can't quote those things on fascist book or Twitter or these other social media accounts because they'll put the little screen of shame over it, you know, missing context. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? You know, we know what it means when it comes to biblical hermeneutics, but what does it mean? Missing context. The video that shows Joseph Biden, your basement Joe, saying that he had put together the most comprehensive voter fraud organization in history. Now, he said those words. I didn't make those up. Look it up, folks. He said those words. If you post that video, they'll either, you know, tag it with misinformation or tag it as missing context. Hey, I didn't speak the words. And I'm sure the fella, you know, is one of those Freudian slips, as they call it.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of truth slips out. Well, to think that you cannot take an individual, particularly a political figure, and just literally use their words without having fascist book or one of these other platforms say that's misinformation. So as you cited those numbers, if you look for those numbers, Google will bury them.
That's right.
Google will have them hid. DuckDuckGo, as good as they are, probably will hide them. It's amazing how things that are on first page of some of these smaller, lesser known search engines, they're on the first page, and but you go to Google and you find you've got to go 13, 14, 15 pages deep because Google's learned something. If they bury it 13 pages deep, most people will never find it. You'll never click on the next page, the next page, the next page, and look through to find it. So that's how these things disappear. I met folks the other day, brilliant minds, both of them, sat down. We were having coffee together, and I asked them, have y'all seen any of this on the 2,000 Mules yet? And they both looked at me like I had three eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, y'all are listening right now. Look up 2,000 Mules. By the way, you probably want to use something other than Google. But look up 2,000 Mules and see the exposed fraud of the 2020 election. Now, there are certain components of that. You go, well, they haven't thoroughly proved this and they haven't thoroughly proved that. But there's enough information there. There ought to be investigations in all 50 states today because of that movie, 2,000 Mules. But I guarantee you, if it's posted on Facebook, it'll be tagged as misinformation or missing context, or it'll be blocked entirely. Or like me, I talked about it on Facebook, and I got the warning that basically, don't do this again, or we're going to have to really punish you. I'm already being punished. I'm being shadow banned. I guarantee you not 1% of my friends see what I post on Facebook anymore, because a couple years ago, they discovered that I'm a conservative Christian constitutionalist. You know, and you're going to get shadow banned mm-hmm. if you fit in that category.
Well, Greg, one of the things that you touched on that, and perhaps we have some listeners today that's not heard 2,000 Mules. What does it mean, 2,000 Mules? It's D'Souza's movie that he's put together, hour and 37 minutes. And they point out and they do a pretty good job of factually giving the data and the information. 2,000 Mules being those that will pick up false ballots, dump them into the ballot drop boxes, and then they'll be counted as legitimate ballots. And I think the calculation was across America, some several hundred thousand that would prove that Donald Trump was the true winner of the 2020 election.
You only need to shift, I think, like 12,000 in the state of Georgia.
Right.
That's a pretty slim number for a state the size of Georgia. And it's amazing how the left picks certain jurisdictions, major urban metro areas completely dominated by Democrats and Democrat vote counters and all. Those are the areas that I believe that they chose to cheat. And when you have rules that were changed at the very last minute, Secretary of State in the state of Georgia negotiated a settlement with Stacey Abrams. You know, she was the governor that was never the governor because of voter fraud, but you can't call the 2016 election that she was in that she lost. She screamed voter fraud, and she never conceded that the election was not hers. But 2020, they say absolutely no election fraud. However, they allowed for the drop boxes all over the place, funded by Zuckerberg, right?
$470,000.
Million. Million.
$470 million, yeah.
$1 million. Mm-hmm. So in any case, so you got the drop boxes where you can't verify who's dropping them in. You've got no, you know, security. You've got no chain of custody. So anybody and everybody can pick them up and drop them off, can create them, drop them off, can photocopy them, drop them off, and then remove the signature verification requirement. You go, hold on a second, where does the Secretary of State have the authority under state law to change the law? And that's what he did. Negotiated a settlement that then changed the effect of state law. And everybody's saying, oh, no. You know, the courts have already heard this. Show me the court that's heard all this. Show me. I've
None.
Heard people, intelligent folks mm-hmm. say there were like 60 or 70 cases and the courts have already ruled on this. No, the courts in one issue after another said y'all don't have standing before the courts. If you sue the state because you're going there's voter fraud, you have no standing. Well, the state sued in federal court, and they were told, you have no standing. Secretaries of state sued. No, you have no. So who has the standing?
Nobody.
Nobody.
To hear them say it.
To hear them say it, truly. So you never had a full airing of the facts associated with these things. I think literally we're going to be post-Durham probe before we get any facts of 2016. Think about all that went on in 2016, all the criminal activities, your Klein Smith that literally as an attorney with the FBI committed all sorts of criminal offenses. By the way, I'm not saying that I think he committed the offenses. Guess what? He committed the offenses. I mean, he pled guilty and they let him off the hook. I mean, mm-hmm. A year of probation. He committed multiple felonies. I mean, he changed. From what I understand, he changed a CIA document, an email saying that Carter Page, was a CIA asset. He changed to indicate that no, Carter Page was not a CIA asset, and then submitted that to a FISA court. I think that's another felony. I mean, multiple felonies that will put you and me in jail for 10 or 20 years. I guess you certainly could never be a member of the bar. What did he get? He got 1 year of probation. Now, we have folks that walked into the Capitol, into the People's House of Representatives on January 6th that are still rotting in jail.
Over 400.
Still rotting. And you go, hold on a second. If you were invited in, if the doors were open and the Capitol Police waved you in and you walked in and your rear end got thrown in jail for a year, what would that cost you? You got to pay for attorney's fees. If you got a farm or a house or a business or whatever, all these things are falling apart. The mortgages aren't getting paid. Your business is shut down. This is destroying lives. That's okay, according to the left. And it's also okay, according to the left, for multiple felonies to be committed by Kleinsmith and him let off the hooks. And we're just, again, that was 2016. We're in 2022. We're 6 years post-event looking back at things, and you go, oh, my goodness. That happened in 2016. That happened in 2017. Massive fraud, massive illegal activity within the DOJ, within the FBI, within the CIA. Massive illegal activity. We're just discovering it 6 years later. So what happened in 2020? You still literally have smart people in this United States that go, oh, yeah, that was a legit election. You go, really? Do you believe that Joe Biden got 81 million more votes? He stayed in the basement the entire time. And these 2,000 mules, and by the way, by the time you look at the premise, you analyze the premise of the movie, it's far, 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 far more than any 2,000 mules. Mules, just like we have drug mules that haul stuff across the border right now, the southern border, carrying all this fentanyl. Fentanyl. Being created in China, coming across our southern border, over 100,000 people in the United States died last year from fentanyl overdoses, 34,000 between 18 and 45 or 18 and 49. It's like the number one killer in that age group. Number one. Not COVID, not cancer, not heart disease. Number one, fentanyl. And that's so these drug mules that are hauling things in, well, you can transport all sorts of things. They're transporting illegal ballots, many of them, some of them. How many? We don't know. There's been no investigation until Dinesh D'Souza investigated. Interestingly enough, Catherine Engelbrecht, that started the group True the Vote in Texas, very interesting. Study her history. When she started that organization, she goes, I just want to make sure that dead people aren't voting. People aren't voting in multiple jurisdictions. Illegals aren't voting right down the... All of a sudden, she starts this organization. She's never had a problem with the feds before. What do the feds do? ATF comes in and does a full-blown raid in her business. Then the FBI does the same thing, full-blown raid in her business. Then IRS decides they want to audit her, want to audit her husband, and want to audit their businesses. You go, hold on a second here. What's going on?
And the employees.
Yeah, we're going to harass you is what they're saying. We're going to open Pandora's box and destroy you just because she wanted to see that we had a legitimate set of books in Texas. Now she's assisted Dinesh D'Souza. They pulled 3 trillion, I believe was the number, 3 trillion pings. So you have breadcrumbs from tens of millions potentially of phones all over the place. But they identified particularly drop boxes. Who is frequenting these drop boxes? Who is frequenting these Democrat organizations? And how do those connect? Well, that's where they get the 2,000 mules. People were taking – some people stopping at 30, 40, 50 different drop boxes, dropping off ballots. So, folks, do you know
who – in a 24-hour period of time.
Yeah. So, folks, do you know who was voting? Do you know if your vote was canceled out by somebody that was photocopying ballots and filling them out in their basement and giving them to mules? You don't know that. You don't know that because no governmental entity has done their homework. No, the DOJ has not touched it. FBI has not touched it. The Elections Commission has not touched it. So where are we going to get the truth, folks? Is 2022 going to be a repeat of 2020?
That's exactly the point. And you have given a good overview, ladies and gentlemen. This is Greg Youngblood, one of our four sons, giving a good overview of 2016-2020 election. And I believe, Greg, we're headed on the fast track for that very same thing in November of this year. And I say that because with the present president, Sleepy Joe Biden, the one that's a fraudulent president, seated illegally in the Oval Office, I believe that we will have a forced lockdown before the election. Here's why. Because right now, with the present move as of the 22nd or 23rd of this month, according to Joe Biden, he is pushing for the World Health Organization to take full control of the health care in the United States of America. We'll talk about that further in a moment. But first of all, what do we know about the vaccinations? I'm looking at an article that says, rheumatologist, 40% of my 3,000 vaxxed patients reported injury. A veteran rheumatologist says about 40% of the approximately 3,000 vaccinated patients in his practice have reported a vaccine-related injury, and 5% of the vaccinated patients are still injured, according to Robert Jackson, Dr. Robert Jackson, in an interview with Steve Krish, executive director of the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation. Jackson, consistent with a study published in British Journal of Medicine, has seen 12 patients die following the COVID vaccination. Normally, he sees only one or two deaths annually in his practice base of about 5,000 patients, of about 5,000. Jackson said about 5% of his patients developed a new condition that makes them susceptible to blood clotting and death. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we are talking about the dangers of the COVID vaccination, and yet at the same time, we have a push to allow the World Health Organization to make the determination on when we go in lockdown or when we go into mask mandates. Here's an article now that says, people who push the idea of universal vaccinations are guilty of crimes against humanity, a former Pfizer VP states. Greg, listen to this. Former Pfizer VP maintains that since the infection fatality ratio of COVID-19 has not been high, the vaccine should not have been mandated. Moreover, he heavily blasted the corporate media mantras that designate these as safe, effective, and necessary to end the Chinese Communist Party virus pandemic. He states, Big Pharma, veteran of 32 years in the industry, he worked as the head of allergy and respiratory research with Pfizer from 1995 to 2011, and is the former founder of the and CEO of a biotech company acquired by Novartis. Furthermore, he has a doctorate in respiratory pharmacology, holds a double first-class honors degree in biochemistry and toxicology. The worst flu season over the past decade is worse than the threat that's posed by these new viruses, and yet we're told we need to lock down. And what do we do in response? In flu season, influenza season, nothing really beyond offering and not mandating a vaccine, but offering it for those that want it. He's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the deadly threat that we have with the vaccination. And yet we went through 2 years of that with the forced mask wearing, the forced lockdown, the destruction of business, the destruction of health, and now there's a continuing push to get 100% of the people, the citizens, vaccinated, and that's continuing. So now we're coming up to an election season. Greg, I've said for months and months and months now that I believe when it comes down to 30, 60, 90 days before the election, we're going to find a major, major, major health hazard with a brand new variant of COVID that's going to cause us to be in lockdown before the election.
Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yes.
And literally, when they don't have a good crisis to use, they create a good crisis to use. And we're getting a crisis in baby form. We're getting a crisis at the border. We're getting a crisis of inflation. These are all man-made. These are all created by this Biden administration. And we just need to pick one or two or maybe a group of those and say, we can't risk the health of folks in the nation.
I believe that's where we're headed.
We're going to have to mail it in again, just like Joe Biden mailed in his campaign. You got to mail in your ballot.
Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.